This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem and Baruchim Abayim. The parasha, at the end of the parasha, the Torah tells us how Yaakov took the brachas from Esav. The pasuk, Perik Chav Zayin, pasuk Lamed Dalid, tells us that when Esav heard that Yaakov took the brachas, Kishmaya Esav is Divrei Oviv, he hears from his father that Yaakov took the brachas, Vayitzak tzoko gedoyla umara ad me'ed. He let out a big scream, a bitter scream. Vayomer la'oviv b'rcheni gamoni ovi. Vayitzak tzoko gedoyla umara. That Esav let out a big scream. There's an interesting medrash. Medrash Rabbo. Samach Zayin Dalit Omer Reb Chanina Kol Ha'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatron Hu. Whoever says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu overlooks and doesn't keep Cheshbon record, Yivosru B'nei Me'ahi, it's a klala, his children should also become Yivatru. Elamarich ape vigovi delay. The Rebbeinu Shloim prolongs his anger, but eventually takes the cheshbon. He pays. There's a payment that has to be made. So where is the payment that Yaakov had to pay for Vayitzak tzok gedoylu mara that he caused Esav? Says the Medrash, Veheicho nifraloi. B'shushan Abira, Shenemar Vayizak Zoko Gedoylu Moro. That in the story of Purim, after Mordechai Tzadik hears the Gzeiro, after he hears the decree that Haman was able to take from Achashverosh to Lahashmid Laharigul Abid is called Yehudim, he went down into the street. Vayizak Z'oka Gedoylu Moro. Vayitzak Tzoka Gedoylu Moro Esav. Mordechai, many, many years later, Vayizak Z'oka Gedoylu Moro. Payback. Piroyin. The Rebbeinu Shloim took the cheshbon from Yaakov that he owes and he has to pay. A Vayizak Z'oka Gedoylu Moro. The question, the shaila is, why Mordechai? Why in the times of Mordechai and Esther was the payback for the tzaka gedoylu mara of Esau? So there's an interesting peledik chidah. The chidah in Kisidav Drush Beis, the Ramascha Reza Chodesh, says that Mordechai was a Gilgul of Yaakov Avinu. And Haman is a Gilgul of Esav. And he says that's Pshat in the Chazal. You notice it says by Esav, Vayives Esav es HaBechayra. And we find the same Lashon by Haman, Vayives Be'enav Lishloyach Yad B'Mordechai Levadai. Vayives, Vayives. And Chazal Darshan of Ayivis is Bozui Ben Bozui. Abilika, a person who's a Ish Bozui, a Mavuzidika Mensch, the son of Haman, the son of Esav. Vayives, Vayives, Bozui Ben Bozui. And he explains that whenever it says Ben, and it doesn't mean directly a son, then it's Alpi, the Mekubalim, it means a Gilgul. So Esav is the Bazui, Haman is the Ben Bazui, a Gilgal of Esav. And Vayives Esav is HaBechayra. Vayives L'Shloyach Yob Mordechai Levadi, because Haman wanted to kill Mordechai and all of Klal Yisrael, so he should in return get the brachas back from Yaakov Avinu. So the story of Purim is a story based back many years when Yaakov took the brachas from Esav. And the story of Purim is Esav and his lineage trying to take back the brachas from Yaakov. It's possible that that's why there's an inyan on Purim to be misake, to fix the inyan of achva, brotherhood between one yid and another, as we find that Esav was vayitzak tzaka gedayla because of what his brother did to him. Yaakov, so to speak, at the mapgitan, Yaakov made him tzaka gedayla mara, so there was a somewhat of a fracture in the achva. So years and years later, Klal Yisrael, in the times of Mordechai and Haman, they had to fix the achva, and therefore we find on Purim a hadgasha, an emphasis on fixing yoni achva, as we find the inyan of Mishloach Manis Isla Reyehu, Matanis Lev Yoinim, like the Mefarshim explain, this is to be mamid, to reestablish, to fix achva in Klal Yisrael. And could be that's all in the theme of Purim and the story of the Gzeirah of the Shmad of Klal Yisrael, the time of Purim, which was based on the Tzaka Gedai Lomara that Yaakov caused to Esav his brother. The Imri Emes, not quoting this Chidas, is an interesting pshat. It says in the Pasuk that when Esav complains to Yitzchak that the brachas were taken from him through Yaakov took the brachas, Yitzchak responds, Gam Boruch Yia. Says the Imri Emes, also, this is a remez of the Asidus, that in the times of Mordechai and Haman, we will say, Gam Baruch Yeh, Baruch Mordechai. Yaakov, Gam Baruch, he will also be benched in the future. Where? Through his Gilgal, so to speak. Through his lineage. That Mordechai HaTzadik will be Gam Baruch Yeh, Baruch Mordechai. Chayra, we have to ask a question on this Chazal. The Lashon by Esav is Vayitzak Tzaka Gedoyla Umara with a Tzadik. Vayitzak Tzaka Gedoyla Umara, a Tzadik. While by Mordechai, when he pays back this Tzaka Gedoyla Umara, it says Vayizak with a Zion. Vayitzak, Vayizak. Which one is it? If he's paying back, and we know paying back is always Midah Keneged Midah, so why here it's Vayitzak in the Torah by Esav, in our parasha Vayitzak Tzaka Gedoyla Umara, while later Mordechai paying back the Vayitzak is Vayizak Zaka Gedoyla Umara. Found an interesting Malbim on the Kapitel in Tehillim Perek Kuf Zayin Pasuk Vav by the Dalet Tzrichim Lehoidos. One of them is a person who goes through the midbar. He has to praise the Rebbeinu Shloilam. And there the Pasuk says, Vayitzaku b'midbar b'yeshima in darech. Another one of the Dalid, Shetzrichim Lahoides, is a Chayla, Shenisrapi. The person who is sick, and now he got healed, he needs to be Moida to praise the Rebbeinu Shloilam. And there, the pasuk uses the language Vayizaku el Hashem batzar lohem Vayoshie. So it's a Zion. So here by the Midbar, it uses a Lashon, someone who travels through the Midbar, it uses the Lashon Vayizaku. And the Choyle Shinisrape, by the Choyle it says Vayizaku el Hashem batzar lohem with a Zion. Explains the Malbim that Vayitzaku is greater than Vayizaku. It's a bigger cry. It's not the same thing. Vayitzaku and Vayizaku is not the same thing. Now, why is it that someone who goes through the Midbar is Vayitzaku a greater scream, while someone who is sick is Vayizaku? Why is it less of a cry, less of a scream? In halacha, it's brought down that the person who goes through the Midbar needs to be in a matzav of sakana. And the person in the Midbar, since he was in a sakana and he got saved, he is srichim lahoydeis. The chaylish in Israpi doesn't have to be a chaylish yesh by sakana. If he's naifel mishkav, it's already enough for him to be a chayiv lahoydeis. So could be the chayla, since he's not in a sakana as much as the person who goes to the Midbar, so it's vayizaku, less of a scream, and maybe that's the pshat according to the Malbim. The question is, so then here we have a problem, because Esav was vayizaku, and Mordechai, in paying back, was only vayizaku. In the Haggadah, and the truth is, it's very hard to work out all the different times it says Vayitzaku and Vayizaku, but in the Agada it says clearly, Pesach night, we say in the Agada, Vanitzak el Hashem Elokei Aviseinu. Like it says, Vayanchu b'nei Yisrael men avoid Vayizaku Matal Shavosam Elohu Elokim. So the Baal Agada starts Vanitzak el Hashem. And the pasuk that he brings is Vayizaku Vatal Shavasim. So you see, Tzaka and Tzaka is the same. And Memela wouldn't be a kasha. Why by Esav? Is Vayitzak Tzaka G'day Lomara? While by Mordechai is Vayizak. But according to the Malbim, Sagut Tekasha. Why is it that by Esav is Vayitzaku and Mordechai, who is paying back that Vayitzaku, Vayizak Za'aka Gedoyla Umara. Mitz Hashem, we will get back to this kasha. But the truth is, we need to deal with a very serious question, a very strong shail on the entire topic, on the entire medrash. We find that Esav actually cried three tears. The Medrash says one tear went to the right, one tear went to the left, and one tear stayed in his eye. There's another Medrash that says the Lashon Vayitzak. So we have Tzaka, Gedayla, Umara. So that's three. Tzaka, Gedayla, Umara. The other Medrash, three tears. And because of this, we have the three Gullison. Klal Yisrael had to go through Gullus Yavon, Gullus Paras, and Gullus Edom. And Edom is the last one that we're still stuck in because the tear of Esav, which he cried because Yaakov hurt him, is still stuck in his eyes. So we're stuck in Gullus Edom for a much longer period of time till Mashiach comes. Rabboisai, all the Gullison, all the suffering of Gullus, is because Yaakov made Esav cry when he took the brachas. Many Mefarshim actually learn that when it says Vayizak Za'aka Gedoy Lomara, and that was a payback for the Vayitzaku, Vayitzak. Tzaka gedoilu mara. Many mefarshim learn that it's not only the cry was a payback, but the entire gzeira and all the pain and suffering that the gzeira of the Shmad in the times of Mordechai was all nichlal in the Vayitzak Tzaka gedoilu mara and the Vayitzak Tzaka gedoilu mara to pay it back. Which is really this medrash, that because he made him cry, three tears, three galusim. So Klal Yisrael's in galus, and Klal Yisrael had to suffer in the times of Mordechai, because we pained, Yaakov Avinu pained Esav. First of all, Yaakov Avinu did right, he was the Bechair, he bought it. Kumtim the brachas l'chayra. Esav didn't deserve the brachas. Esav was Esav. And to add to this, it was b'tzivui of his mother. His mother told him, kibureim. Now we have to discuss kibureim and kibureim. Her, the father wanted something different. So maybe the mother knew that that's really what the father wanted. Yesh l'tareitz l'falpel, not for now. B'akul ponim. Was definitely done, but tzivuyim. And on top of that, like the Briskerov explains, that it was listening to a Neviyah. Shema Bekoili, Ruach HaKoidish. See, he was mechuyev to listen. So why is Yaakov Shuldik? What did Yaakov do that his taking the brachas caused Esav to cry? To scream at Tzaka Gedoilu Mara, and because of that we're in Golis. One after another, three Golis, and all the sovereign of Golis is because of something that Yaakov did, which L'chayri was right for doing. Why are we paying? Why are we paying for Yaakov's taking the brachas? There's interesting medrash, Rabbi Yisai. That Yaakov actually didn't even by himself take the brachas. The Medrash says that Yaakov actually fainted when he was ready to go to the father. He was terrified. He fainted, and two malachim came and carried him to take the brachas. Can you get more honest than that? Could Yaakov be more honest than that? And still yet, there's a payback for causing pain to Esav. What's the pshat? There's a famous Reb Chaim, the first Reb Chaim al Rambam. Reb Chaim explains that if you didn't kill, but rather you're the gun, the bullet, or the stone in the hands of the person that did the killing, you're not even a reitzeach, you did nothing. You didn't do anything. It's not even a ma'aser etzicha. So if over here you were carried to get the brachas, you almost didn't, mamash nishkim ma'aser, you didn't do anything. How do you explain that Yaakov is geshuldigt for shooting Esav, so to speak? He didn't shoot Esav. He did what was probably right 100% lahalacha. It was right for mitzad kiburim, and it was right mitzad hilchus nevius. And he didn't even maybe do it. He was dragged to it. He was an oinus. Why is such a so much tashlum kalusim, a payback for this act that Yaakov took the brachas? There's many terutzim to this kasha. One of the terutzim that the Mefarshim ponder is, maybe, yes, it was his rightfully, and Esav didn't deserve it, and yes, it was Kibur Aim, and yes, a Navi, she was a Neviah, his mother, the Neviah, told him to do it, and Malachim dragged him. Afal Pekin, he shouldn't have done it. What do you mean? Nevius, Novi. A Novi tells you to go do something. Many Mefarshim say Afal Pikein. He was hurting his brother Esav. But he was hurting his brother Esav. And therefore he shouldn't have listened. This is the Yesod, Bali Musar speak. It's very possible a Novi could tell you something, but it's going to hurt another person. You need to work out the Binon Mechaveri. The Medrash says that the Rabbeinu Shleilam tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Mitzrayim to be Goyel Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't go. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Yisrael, his father-in-law, and he asks permission to go on the shlichus that the Rabbeinu Shleilam sends him. But wait a minute, the Rabbeinu Shleilam tells you to go, so you go. You need to go ask Yisrael if you're allowed to go. Say Bali Musar, yes, because if the Rabbeinu Shleilam told you to go, you go, but you still have to work it out. In Hilchas Beinom L'Chaveri. Just because you're right, and just because the Chiyuv Tzivui of the mother and the Navi, and here in this case we have the Rabbeinu Shleilam B'Chvei De'Be'Atzmoi told him to go to Mitzrayim. L'maisai, he owes Yisrael. There's a Derech Eretz to Yisrael. There's a Kavod Abrius to Yisrael. There's a Beinom L'Chaveri to Yisrael. He needs to first take care of that Bein Ogel Mechaveri, and then the Tzivui could be listened to, and the Tzivui then could be fulfilled. The mother, the Nevi'ah, yeah, but it's a problem of Bein Ogel Mechaveri, you're hurting Esav. Rabbis, I want to tell you an unbelievable pshat from Rav Chaim Ivalozhin. In history, it was tremendous between the Misnagdim and the Hasidim. And there was a Cherem that was going around, a written Cherem against the Baal Shem and his Talmidim, the Baal HaTanya. And the Misnagdim all signed. Why? The Goyin, the Groh. The Groh was leading the pact to sign this Cherem. Yet when they came to the Talmud, the great Talmud, the number one Talmud, Rabbi Chaim Ivalozhin, Rabbeinu Chaim Ivalozhin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he refused to sign. They asked Rabbi Chaim Ivalozhin, but the Rebbe, the Heilige Groh, the Rebbe, the Heilige Groh said that they should write this Cherem and all should sign it. How could you refuse it? Rabbi Chaim Ivalozhin said, "Amegadiki Yisoid." By the Akedah we find that the Rabbeinu Shleilam Bechveidei Be'atzmai tells Avram to Shecht Yitzchak. Yet after, when he was told not to shecht, who came to tell him that? It was a malach. It was an angel. Says Reb Chaim Ivalozhin, why isn't the Rabbeinu Shleilam who tells him, the Rabbeinu Shleilam should have came to him and told him not to do it, or vice versa. The malach, just like the malach told him not to do it, it should have been Alidei Malach to tell him to shecht Yitzchak. Says Reb Chaim Ivalozhin, to shecht? Yenim Shechten? No, the Rabbeinu Shleilam. That has to come directly from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Nit Shechten. That could be Al Yedei Malach. A Malach Zoch Shechten Folkmanisht. You don't listen. Rabbeinu Shleilam could tell Avram Shecht to not Shecht. That's enough of Malach also. Rabbeinu Agroh, the Rebbe the Groh, he's a malach. Yes, it's true, he's a malach. But a malach can't tell me to shecht. To sign this cherem is shechting. To sign a cherem against someone is shechting that person. I can't shecht just because the malach tells me to do it. It has to be from the Rabbi Yisrael Mechvayda Ve'atzme. This is the yisoid that many mefarshim are taking. This is the mahalach that many mefarshim are taking. A Navi, Rivka was a Neviah. She tells him to go take the brachas. So what did he do wrong that we're paying for this through all the galusim? And the Teretz says, Bein Avim L'chaveri Esav, the pain of Esav, a Navi can't tell you. A Navi can't tell you to hurt somebody. There's another Teretz in the Mefarshim to the kasha of what did Yaakov do wrong. He was right for taking the brachas. It was his. He was the Bechar. He bought it. And we could even discuss he was actually the Bechar anyway. Possibly he was the Bechar anyway. He was Noitzar Rishon. Maybe he came out second, but he was created first. A lot of talk about that as well. Esav didn't deserve it. The mother, Kibur Aim, tells you to do it. The Neviah, Rivka the Neviah, tells you to do it. There's an interesting pshat from the Manas Halevi. Manas Halevi is the author of the L'chadoidi. So the Manas Halevi has a beautiful pshat. Says the Manas Halevi, Esav was in the middle of Kibur Aim. When someone is in the middle of a mitzvah, he is considered a tzaddik gomer in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That nothing could touch him, and no koyach has the right to catch him, to be tayfus him. And since Esav was in the middle of a kibbutz of, Yaakov's chepping him, Yaakov's hurting him, there's a payback for that. There's an interesting pasuk. He doesn't quote the pasuk, but it's a big lesson in life. Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra. When someone does a mitzvah, nothing bad. He's protected. He has a special shmira. The Rabbi Nishlam doesn't want anything to happen. And pshat mistome, when a person does a mitzvah, he is connected to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam in Meir Nevuchim writes that nothing bad and no koyach in this world can honor a mensch when he's dovek in the Rebbeinu Shleilam. When a person is completely attached to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, he's connected, nothing bad, nothing from the world around him could be typhus, could catch him. No koiches. There's a very famous skula in the yeshivas. They call it the skula of the gra, and that is einoid mulvadoi. When a person believes and he contemplates that there's nothing in this world, just the Rabbeinu Shloilam, nothing could hurt him. Einoid mulvadoi, nothing could happen to him. So this is somewhat of what the Manas Halevi is saying, is at that moment he was involved in a mitzvah Esav, he had a special halacha of Shmira. Now the question is, Lamaisa, it did hurt him. Lamaisa, his brachas were taken from him. Lamaisa, he was gechepet from Yaakov. And the answer is, Mistama, Yaakov Avinu had the right to do it, no question about it. But since it was during a time when he was doing a mitzvah, there has to be a cheshbon, because at that moment he's a tzaddik. The kashas agutta, shoyim a mitzvah, l'yeda davaro. And the Manas Halevi is learning that this shoyim a mitzvah means that even a Rosh like Esav becomes a tzaddik, that you can't chepa him, you can't touch him. Lamaisa, Yaakov Avinu, He had to take the brachas, but there had to be a payback for chepping a person who's a tzaddik. So it's not ace of the rasha. It's ace of the tzaddik at that moment. And therefore Yaakov Avinu has to pay back for hurting Esav at that moment. The Rosh Hashiva, Reb Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and Mishnas Reb Aaron, Mamorim Vesichas Gimel, Chelel Gimel, Amit Tzadik Dalid, has another mahalach of why Yaakov has to pay back for hurting Esav by taking the brachas. What did he do wrong, like we've asked? Says the Rashiva, interesting Tifa Mahalach. At that moment, he did nothing wrong. But why did the brachas have to come to him in such a way? Why couldn't he get the brachas grud, straight? It had to be with such a complicated, and that it hurts his brother and the teretzes, because there was some chisar in there. In the achva, therefore it came through in such a way that he hurt his brother and he had to be misakinet. Many, many years later, there was a tikkun for that pirud, that crack in the achva. He says that the world, in its shleimistic form, is perfect, and it doesn't need to be in a way that kilkulim, things break. Here, something broke. Something broke. There was a piru in the achva. There was a piru. There was somebody that got hurt. So obviously, there was some reason that it had to come in such a way. And dayris later, we need to fix that. That brought about the taking of the brachas on the cheshbon and pain of another person. I saw the Mashgiach, HaMeir Chodesh Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in Sefer HaMeir, and I think other Bali Musar also speak the same pshat, that the Taina on Yaakov was in his approach to the getting the brachas. Chazal tell us, Ula Yimusheni Ovi V'hoyisi Be'enov Kemitateya. He was afraid. He was afraid that maybe his father will catch him and he'll look like a liar. Famous from the Gra, Ulai, there's two words that mean the same thing, Pen and Ulai. Pen means maybe and Ulai means maybe. Pen Yasurim Ulvavchem. The difference, says the Gra, Pen, I hope it doesn't happen. We don't want Yasurim Ulvavchem, Kol Yimei Chayachu Yoyim Ashamatul Lufnei Hashem Elkecha B'choyrev. Ulai means maybe I hope it does happen. So Ulai, he was hoping that he would get caught. Ulai Yimusheni Avi, and I'll get caught. And why did he want to get caught? Because he didn't want to be a liar. Says Mashgiach Rameh Chodesh Zecher Tzadik. And what about the fact that you're hurting another person? Why was that not part of what you were worried about and hoped that it wouldn't go through? So you shouldn't have to hurt the other person. That's where the tain is. You didn't do anything wrong. You had to do what you did. But why were you more concerned about the lying? And also, as the pasuk says, the curse that might come to you from the lying? You weren't afraid and you weren't scared and nervous about the fact that you're hurting. That didn't come into your cheshbon. You know, we do things, and we might be right. Does it ever come into our cheshbon? Maybe. It's not kedai because I'm hurting another person. Not everything that you're right. Not everything that a person is right to do is something that you should want to happen, because maybe you should be afraid. Efshetut tzvei tzaitin, maybe it's epsa. Chepping another person. I saw an interesting pshat teretz, another teretz to the kasha from a very chashuv yid, Ramart Chakokis Shlita. He has a sefer Siach Mordechai, and he says an interesting pshat. He says, the Pasuk says, Lashon Raka Tisha B'Garim, it's a Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Chof Hei. Lashon Raka means a soft word. In Yiddish, it was an expression, Avei Chavart Baked Eisen. A soft word is able to bend. It can bend a lot. You're able to take something very strong like a metal and bend it. Maybe after he took the brachas, he should have sat down and talked to Esav. Maybe he should have said a nice word to Esav. Maybe a kind word. You know, in the Pasuk, and this I think we could add, it's an interesting horror. Esav wants the adashim, and he's willing to give up the b'chayra for it. Haliteini nom in ha'odem ha'odem hazeh. So he just wanted the lentils. He was starving. In Pasuk it says that not only did Yaakov give him lentils, he gave him lechem unezir adashim. Right? He gave him bread, and also says vayesht. It says clearly that he drank, so he must have given him something to drink too. So he gave him bread, the lentils, the drink, an entire suda. But that's not what he asked for. He asked to just gulp it down. A slurpee. Give me a slurpee. That's all. That's all I'm asking for. A red slurpee. Yet Yaakov Avinu gives him more. What's the pshat? Efshe the taich is Yaakov Avinu, because of his kovod abrius, he understood that Esav is doing something which is going to hurt him. So he tried to buffer the pain, and he gave him a full meal like a mensch. Gave him to eat, to drink. Could you imagine if it was for just a slurpee that he gave away the entire bechayra? There was an adinus of, I have to do what I'm doing. I got to take away the bechayra from you. It's a disaster for you to have the bechayra. Yet how do I take it? I understand the sensitivities of what I'm doing, and I treat you like a mensch. Maybe, this is possibly the pshat, and this is what Rav Kokas is trying to say. Maybe, the way it was done, tricked, and then he ran away. You got to do something. There's a way to do something also. Even when you have to do something. Even when things have to be done. Sometimes things have to be said, and sometimes things have to be done. But there's a way of how to do it that maybe could buffer the pain or the embarrassment that the other person has. There's another teretz in the Mahalach and Achrayim that actually Esav Tzaka Gedoylu Mara wasn't just a scream from pain, but it was a tefillah. We know that there's many lashonis of tefillah. One medrash says there's just 10. There's one medrash that says there's 13. But tzaka is one of them. So maybe it wasn't just a scream, but rather what was it? It was a tefillah. It was a davening, a prayer. He cried out to the Rebbeinu Shloim in tefillah. Oh. So if it was just a pain and he was hurt, maybe we wouldn't have to deal with that. And we wouldn't have to counter it, that. But if it's a tefillah that he tried out in prayer, the tefillah needs to be countered. There needs to be something that counters that tefillah. Za'aka g'day l'mara, a tefillah. Which is clear in the Mefarshim that the za'aka g'day l'mara was of Mordechai in the times of Haman. In Shushan Abira was a form of tefillah. Many Mefarshim don't learn that the tzaaka of Esav was a tefillah. It was just screaming. He was angry. He was hurt. He was yelling. If you notice, it says, tzaaka gedoyla umara ad mi'ayt. So here back to another kasha. If it's supposed to be a payment for what Esav, but Esav was tzaka gedoylu mara ad me'oid. Yet by Mordechai, it's tzaka gedoylu mara without the ad me'oid. What happened to the ad me'oid? So I always say the pshat is that Esav was a little bit of a theatric, you know, everything was, could be that was an exaggerated part of his yelling, you know, he was Tzaka Gedoylo Mara, yes. I know there's a Chassam Sofer that deals with the word Mara, what exactly does Mara mean? But I'll call upon him, Tzaka Gedoylo Umara, and Adnoid already, that's already Esav overdoing it. So when Mordechai has to pay back, how does he pay back? He pays back only Zaka Gedaila Umara. So he's yelling. Mordechai is davening Zaka Gedaila Umara. And could be that's why one is Zaka and the other one is Zaka. Zaka is a yell, he was screaming. Zaka is Tefillah. How does a Yid yell? He yells out in tefillah. Goyim shrayin, yidin davenin. Goyim shrayin. Scream. You hurt them. They're yelling and screaming at you. A yid, when he's in pain, someone hurts him, how does he express himself? Za'aka with tefillah. In the past, I've asked by Zdoim, it says, Zaka Zdoim va'amoyro kirabos. You see Zaka by Zdoim. I thought Zaka was saying a strictly tefillah. So maybe it's not such a bikasha. The people who were pained in Zdoim, they called out b'zaka with tefillah to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and the Rabbeinu Shloilam heard their prayer, their tefillah. But Akal Ponim, this would answer the kasha that we started with. If the Tzaka Gedaila Mara Esav is paid back through the Tzaka Gedaila of Mordechai, why is this Tzaka and this is Tzaka with a Zayin? Now, L'chayr Rabbeisai, Medaf Op learning, Ayesoid, in this whole parsha here. It seems like there's so much gullus, so much gullus, based on a scream, on a second of pain that he had, a tzaka gedaylo mara. There's a yesaid in Mefarshim that even if Yaakov was 100% right about tzabrach and a kli became, it's broken now. There is a cheshbon. When something happens and it's a chisarain, it's a kilkul, you could be 100% right for being makalkul, you have 100% right for breaking. But broken means tikkun in shleimus. And you have to understand, Rabbi Yisai, when the avos, when they did something, that became klal Yisrael. And in a greater sense, it became the whole world. The whole world was through the maisim of the avos, became established through their behavior, through their emuna, through the midas. They were maimed a velt, and they were maimed a klal Yisrael. So the smallest kilkul, even if it's not an avla, but it's a kilkul, needs tikkun many years later. It's not the act of an individual, possibly as an individual, he's not chayiv, he didn't do anything wrong. But lemaisa, in the DNA of Klal Yisrael, in the fabric of Klal Yisrael, lik der problem, der kilkel, that the achva was gechepet, it was touched to the point that Esav had to cry out in pain. Now that kilkel, many years later, needs to be fixed, even if no one is shuldig for that. It's a miracle dakus in what Klal Yisrael, and it's Talich of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has to be Shleimus in Midas. And when there's something, a crack, even if it's rightfully cracked, it needs to be patched. Kilkulim don't have to be that someone was responsible, that he did something wrong, but it's responsible to fix it anyway. You still become responsible to fix it, because that's Klal Yisrael in its shleimus. and the avos and their actions is Klal Yisrael. And in a greater sense, it's the entire world. Everything that they did had an effect on the Bria around them. Chazal tell us that Adam Rishon was commanded. First command. People think it's the Eitz Hadas. Medrash says he was told, Re'u shalai tekalkalu esaylami, don't break my world. Acts have an effect. And that effect is in the fabric of the world. And in Klal Yisrael, it's in the fabric of Klal Yisrael. And years later, it has Teitzayis. We never understand Galus. Galus is an Anaynish, or Galus is a Tikkun. It's a big conversation, Rabbi Yisai. But in the Galus, there's definitely Tikkunim. You need to see things in the proper vein. Many events that take place, people have questions. They're not sure how to view those situations. Past situations that we had recently, and there was different controversies on how to see it. There were two sides to the discussion of what happened in Pittsburgh. I'm humble to know that I don't know. And I'm not big enough to have an opinion. It's G'dayli Yisrael, whose einayim, their eyes, their einei ha'eda, on how to view events which are complicated, which are controversial. But I think less man de poli, both sides of the debate will be moida that it's gullus. Either way, it's gullus that this is unfortunately what happens. And this is gullus that unfortunately Yidden are killed. Whatever it is, it's gullus. And gullus is something that we need to daven, because it's tikkunim in the gullus that we need to correct. And the cheshbonos of why are so complex. But this is all part of the shleimus of Klal Yisrael till the end of times of Mashiach. Ki yod al keis kam milchama l'Hashem ha'molik she'en ha'kisei shalom. It's not complete. It's not complete. And it needs tikkun. Galus are complicated to understand the shayrish of everything that happens in Galus. The Bali Musar, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, used to say a big yisayid, Rabbi Yisai. You know, a person could do what's right, and a person could actually even do a mitzvah. But if it means hurting another person, it's fire. And when you touch fire, you get burnt. It's cause and effect. It doesn't have to be that you did something wrong. It doesn't have to be that you didn't do it because of a mitzvah. Either way, when you touch a fire, your finger is going to get burnt. Hazei Fleck Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Zogim Pshat, and why Yaakov had to pay back. I remember there was once a darshan that got up, and he said, imagine you fix the Havdalah candle with your finger. You're fixing the fire. What are you going to say? Well, it shouldn't burn you because it's a Havdalah candle. It's going to burn you. It is what it is. I want to tell you something interesting, Rabbi Yisai. And this to me was a tremendous eye-opening Chazal. Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Mechila from Klal Yisrael before he was Nifter. I want to read you the words of the Chazal. Omalem, Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, Har b'tziarti eschem b'teir of the mitzvahs. Maybe I caused you anguish by giving you too much shiurim. Maybe I caused you anguish. I see everyone is smiling. Okay, I'll ask you mechila. All right. Har b'tziarti eschem b'mitzvah mechayli. Please forgive me. Moshe Rabbeinu is asking forgiveness. Armulei Rabbeinu Adineinu Machalach. Okay, so now I don't know if the Olam is still telling me Machalach, but one day maybe you'll tell me Machalach, Machalach. Okay, the point being, Rabbi Isai, the point being that even teaching Torah and giving the mitzvahs, which was Rabbeinu Shloilam gave the mitzvahs. Rabbi Isai, you're listening to a chazal. When Moshe teaches Torah, who is it? For him or for them? It's for them. When he gives them mitzvahs, it's that Rabbeinu Shlom gave him. He didn't make up his own mitzvahs. And yet he still asks Mechila. And he still asks Mechila, maybe I was Mitzayer you. What it means to be Mitzayer. What it means to be Mitzayer. Sometimes a small act of tsar is deep. And the effect of it is doiri doiris, Rabbi Yisrael. Doiri is so halig. I don't believe that anyone, if it wasn't from the Torah, would even think that this was correct. That an Esav, who was pained, and that tsar is something that we're paying through the gullison for. Because a tsar, what it means to be mitzayer, what it means to cause another person anguish, pain, hurt. I want to tell you over a Meir Dika Chazal. It's a pasuk. Kim ani sani oisoi. Rabbi Yishev says, if you do pain the yasim, I'm going to take action. Im ani sani. I'm going to take. If you cause him pain, Chazal say that actually doesn't mean only an alman of yasim. It's anybody. El adibra kasa behoivim, because they happen to be more sensitive. There is Torah that Amona Yosem, that you have to be extremely careful, because the Torah says, "Kol Amona Yosem Lisanun." Says the Kotzker Rebbe, the double lashon Ani Sani. What's the double lashon? Says the Kotzker Rebbe, say Chetzadik Levrocha, Sosiyagin Aleinu. That when you heard a Yosem or an Almana, you're actually going to be punished for two things. One is for the actual being Mitzayer. One is because when you're Mitzayer them, it brings back old memories of pain. The Almon and the Yosim start thinking, nobody's there to help me. I'm an easy target because I don't have a husband, I don't have a father. So you're reawakening the old pains. You're getting punished for that too. Im ani sane. Torah is saying, not only you're going to get punished for hurting, but the hidden hurt that reawakens when you hurt them, for that too. Barak Yeschem Becharev, Baruch Hashem is so makpit on the hidden tsar, on the hidden tsar of people. Sometimes we think, well, it don't look like it bothered. Who knows what he carries in his heart? And if we're Chas V'Shalom, not the one that's shuldik, responsible for that pain. I'm going to tell you a Meir Dika Pshat, Rabbi Yisai. The Mechilta, Kuf Pei Ois Chav Beis, on the Pasuk of Ani Sani, the Mechilta says that two of the Asar Erugi Malchus, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, we know that were Asar Erugi Malchus from Mechiras Yosef, so two of the ten were Yoitzim Lehareg, Omalei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi, Libi yoitzi she'eni yoidei almani nerag. I don't know why I'm getting killed. Amalei Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael says back to him, Miyomecha ba'odam etzlecha ledin oy l'sheilog v'kvasa achetehei shoysekoyscha. Did you ever prolong the din moments by drinking whatever you had to finish? Example, a coffee. Did you say, well, give me a few minutes to finish my coffee, or maybe give me a few minutes to put on my shoes, or to put on my talis before they went ledin, they would put on a talis. Is it possible that you transgressed, that you are oiver, ane, sane, that you, even the smallest, says the Chazal, ane, sane, mikol makim, even the smallest inui. Is it possible as a dayan that you cause someone anguish, you cause someone tsar by being ma'ana the din, moments, not a long, not overnight, not weeks, but moments, enough time to drink what you finished drinking. Says the Medrash, the Mechilta, Amalai. So Reb Shimon tells Reb Yishmael, I hear. Rebbe nichamtani, nichamtani. Now I know why I'm dying. Yeah? So Reb Shimon turns to Reb Yishmael and he says, give me an explanation. Why am I getting killed? And the answer is, because maybe you were ma'ana. Maybe you caused someone anguish, prolonging his din for a few seconds. Longer than you should have. And with this, he says, I hear. Yes, now I understand why I'm dying. I don't understand this Chazal. We know that they died for the Asarugi Malchus because of Mechiras Yosef. So why are they finding that they were ma'an in the din? They died because of Mechiras Yosef. Rabbi Yisrael told them clearly. They went up to Shemayim and they asked, Rabbi Yisrael, what is this gzeir about? And the answer is Mechiras Yosef. So what are they questioning? So I always thought, Pashit, you could say, yeah, but why them? They were asking, good, it has to be Asarugi Malchus. It has to be Tzenten Tzadikim, but why us? So we have to find some reason why we, anyway, we're chayiv misa. But I think there's a deeper pshat here in the Chazal, Rabbi Yisrael. They wanted to know what shaychus, what connection did they have with Mechiras Yosef? What did they do that was something in the realm of Mechiras Yosef that they should be chosen to die for Mechiras Yosef? What was Mechiras Yosef? Mechiras Yosef was a din that they were right. The Shvatim were right. They made a judgment. They made a din Torah. And the Rabbeinu Shloilom was on that din. So then what was the Chisaron? What did they do wrong? The Pasuk says clearly that what they did wrong was Shvatim realized that even though in halacha they were right, but there was saras nafshoi, we caused anguish and we saw him crying and being in pain. Oh, you were right in din, so we have to find something in din with judgment that you cause someone pain, which is not you're not responsible, you didn't do anything wrong, the din was right. And the answer is, they were ma'ana the din. That small tsar is considered a big offense, enough to say, it's a tikkun from Mechiras Yosef, which means Rabbi Yisai. If there's a Mechiras Yosef, years and years later, there's an Inui Hadin. There's some connection in the Klal Yisrael. Now we understand how the Gullus are so connected. We all know, Chofetz Chaim brings it, that the Gullus is Mechiras Yosef. Yeah, but I don't understand. If the Gullus is Mechiras Yosef, we went down to Mitzrayim Mechiras, and all the Gullus, says the Chofetz Chaim, are all from Mechiras Yosef. Yeah, but here we have from Esav. So which one is it? Is it Esav? Like the Medrash says, because of the tears and because of the crying and the pain? Or is it what? Or is it because of Mechiras Yosef? The Torah says it's all the same thing. You were right in din, yet at the same time, you caused pain to Esav. The brothers, You were right in din, but you caused pain to Yosef. Reb Shimon, you're right. You're paskin. You didn't do anything wrong, but you're causing pain. This is maybe what the Rosh Yeshiva meant. Tikkun. There's previous scenarios and stories and events that go into the fabric of Klal Yisrael that they have to be misaken through the gullus. The inyan of achva, the inyan of not causing people tsar, not to be mitzayer, not to hurt other people. Manoira, how strong and how deep is the oimek hadin, Rabbi Yisai, especially when it comes to mitzayer another person. That's the lesson that needs to be taken. Yaakov Avinu probably walked away from the brachas. Yaakov Avinu walked away from the brachas. He must have thought, Baruch Hashem, wow, Zoicha, I got the bechayr and the brachas. Little did he realize at that moment how much tikkunim would have to come. Maybe, I was thinking, Efsha. Esav is running after Yaakov all the years because he hates them. He hates Yaakov Avinu because of the brachas. Why? Why did the Eibishter make that Yaakov Avinu should be genirdift? He should be persecuted because of the brachas. And the answer maybe is, that's all a chelik of the gullus. That the tikkunim already started there. The tikkun of the pira of the achva already started. And that because of that, it wasn't delivered to him. It wasn't given to him in a way that it shouldn't be appeared to the achva. So already, the redif of Esav throughout the doiris, through the gullison, this is how what it means. Afilu biskerecht, and afilu the halacha is like you, and afilu you're doing something that's right. Nice, so you have to be careful not to be mitzayer others.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.